shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Hey, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. A reminder that episode number 8 of the free Phil Hendry podcast is now up and ready. Go to our homepage, philhendryshow.com. You'll see the podcast banner. Hit that and download the hell out of that. The free Phil Hendry podcast, episode number 8. So you're getting in on the ground floor as we continue to produce these. We do 2 a week. So you can go over and download all 8 of the ones that we have out right now. And we do release them on Mondays and Thursdays, although we were a little bit late with our podcast today because we had a, what did we have, bud?
Well, kind of a technical problem with Samplitude.
Yeah, our audio program. 877-876-PHIL. And next hour we have our News and Information Hour. Stephen Baldwin, this is a story that I think, I didn't really know how to... To be honest with you, I lost track of the whole Kevin Costner's going to clean up the Gulf thing. You know, Kevin Costner was involved in a technology. Either he had financed it, and I believe that was the major part of Kevin Costner's involvement with a kind of a technology that was going to hasten or otherwise make more quicken or make more feasible the cleaning up of the Gulf of Mexico following the BP oil spill. Now another actor, Stephen Baldwin, has threatened to feed personal information about Kevin Costner to the New York Times if the two actors couldn't resolve their business dispute over millions of dollars in BP money after the 2010 oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. A witness testified on Wednesday at a trial for Baldwin's lawsuit. Scott Smith, the CEO of a company that contracted with BP PLC after the spill, said he doesn't know if Baldwin followed through on the threat that he allegedly made during a car ride from New Orleans to Grand Isle, Louisiana, November 2010. Smith, who was called as a witness by Costner's attorneys, didn't specify the nature of the personal information that Baldwin claimed to have about Costner. He wouldn't elaborate on his testimony outside the courtroom. On the witness stand, however, Smith said he was shocked by his exchange with Baldwin, whom he had hired as a spokesman for his company, Opflex Solutions. I said, "Stephen, that's blackmail," Smith recalled. He quoted Baldwin as saying, "I have to be careful how I do it."
What is this, man?
Pretty interesting, huh? Now, what's the dispute here? Well, let's get to this. In December of 2010, Baldwin and friend, what the hell?
Guy's a Greek.
Spydrin Kondogouris. Or Spreeden Kondogouris, filed a lawsuit accusing Costner and business partner Patrick Smith of duping them into selling their shares of a company that marketed oil cleanup devices to BP. Baldwin received $500,000 in exchange for selling his shares in Ocean Therapy Solutions. The actor testified Monday that he would have held out for much, much more money if he'd known BP had agreed to make an $18 million deposit on a $52 million order for 32 centrifuges that were owned by Costner and his company. Get a load of that. So Costner's got this company called Ocean Therapy Solutions, along with this guy Patrick Smith. They just concluded a deal that is worth millions with BP, and Stephen Baldwin is saying, these guys conned me into selling my interest in the company, my shares, for a relatively paltry amount of money, 500 grand, especially when you're talking about $18 million, an $18 million deposit on $52 million.
I don't get it.
Okay, well, bud, I can't, you know, what do you want me to do? You know?
I just don't get it.
You don't get it?
No.
All right, let me...
Not that I don't get it, but a lot of people are not going to get it.
Okay, you know what? Just relax and let me figure... Let me explain it again. Let me find a better way of explaining. You know what? I think that most people know what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about here, essentially, is that this guy, Baldwin, had 500 grand invested in Costner's company. Meanwhile, Costner is cutting business deals with British Petroleum worth potentially $52 million. This cat, Baldwin, is talked to by Costner, "Look, I'll give you 500 grand for your shares." And Baldwin says, "Sure. Sounds okay to me." Sells it, and what do you know? Costner has cut a $52 million. So there was information that was withheld. Isn't there something that says you have to give your stockholders a full and complete appraisal of what's going on, full disclosure, as they say? 877-876-PHIL is the number here. On the line is RC. We'll take a quick phone call. RC, go ahead. How you doing tonight?
Phil, I'm doing pretty good, but I'm calling from Bradley Military Academy, and there's a lot of people here who are probably being very, just as curious as the other man who was talking about what's going on, because I don't get it.
All right. I don't know how else to explain it to you, RC, okay?
Well, you said that there's a $500 million or something?
$500,000.
Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know.
I don't understand it. What the difference is between that and
52 million?
Well, I mean, I know the difference, but it doesn't.
What am I doing wrong here?
Maybe you shouldn't talk about it.
Why should I not talk about it?
Because I don't think it's something people understand.
Yeah, that's my point. It's too confusing.
I really think that those guys are making a point, because I don't think. I don't understand. If I was to listen to it and I'm trying to figure it out, and I can't figure it out.
Well, if you can't figure out a story like this, okay?
Yeah, but I can hear the hesitation in your voice, Mr. Henry. It sounds like you're confused, too.
No, I am not confused. I'm what I'm trying to do is explain it to you. But if you're confused by a story like this, you're in trouble, you guys, because this is what it's all about, man. This is what it's all about, baby. We're talking about cleaning up the oil spill in the Gulf, because BP spilled a lot of oil.
This is what it's all about. That's got nothing to do with the oil spill.
Wait a minute, man. This is a company that's going to clean up the oil spill. These are investors in that company. And right now the investors are having a dispute. This is a dispute at a high level of business, a business that could benefit us as Americans, cleaning up our environment, cleaning up this horrific spill in the Gulf, reestablishing BP possibly as a reliable and respectable name. But meanwhile, before any of this stuff goes down, we've got these two guys hassling over $500,000 as opposed to $52 million.
Well, are you saying that then?
What's going on with this guy?
What's wrong?
Well, I'm just crazy. He's saying that.
You sound like a freaking teller. Get out of here. Sounds like something from Western Union. You know that song?
Uh-oh.
What was with him, man?
Probably went spaz because he's nervous.
Don't use that word.
What?
Don't use the word spaz.
Well, I'm sorry, but I mean, he's going all did-did-did-did because of the...
Because he was nervous, okay. I mean, did you hear that guy? He was going did-did-did-did-did. Sounded like a freaking telegraph.
Well, I don't know what that is.
You guys don't know what a telegraph is?
I know what a telegraph is. He don't.
Okay, what is a telegraph?
Well,
yeah, you don't know what a telegraph is any more than I do.
A telegraph was what they used in the 19th century to communicate messages and information. It was nothing more than a wire over which was sent an electric signal that you could communicate using the tapping of a key. You could make a sound on that electric wire, a high-pitched tone, by tapping a key.
That like Morse code?
There's Morse code. There's all kinds of code. I believe that was the code that they used. But there was a code that you had to understand. And when you heard the tapping of the key and the information, then you would write down what it was. And this way, it was the very first transcontinental style of communication. Now, what the hell am I doing talking about that when I got this BP story?
I don't know.
We'll be right back, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and we'll have more on the BP story and Stephen Baldwin and Kevin Costner and not have to explain what a telegraph is because one of my callers was spastic.
I'm sorry, but it did.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
The Titanic is so...
world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL on the line with me. Actually, we had on the line with us a young caller. We're talking, I'm going to have on the line with us here Don Berman from Channel 19 News in a moment because, interestingly enough, Don is covering this story. You were in New Orleans briefly, Don, where is this lawsuit being heard? Is this in New Orleans?
So I was I was down in Bellefonte, Louisiana, and I was also in New Orleans because I was talking to some of the principals with British Petroleum, and I was seeking an interview with Patrick Smith, who's with the Ocean's Therapy Solution. So I was not privy to any of the court proceedings of this lawsuit. I will tell you that the lawsuit is about the Kevin Costner lawsuit. Is about the defamation and also the withholding of information, as far as I can tell.
Well, what is this lawsuit? You say it's the withholding of information.
No. This is a witness. Costner's lawyers called Mr. Scott Smith of a company, BP, CEO of a company that contracted with BP. It's $1 million.
What is the lawsuit?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I don't know because I didn't know that's what you wanted to talk to me about. I thought you wanted to talk about ocean therapy.
Well, yes, I do, and I want to know this hassle between Costner and Baldwin. But what is the lawsuit? That's what I don't understand.
Well, it doesn't matter. I don't know what the lawsuit is. The one party is suing the other. But the point is...
Well, it just matters to me, that's all.
The point, Phil, is the following thing. Kevin Costner has a company. It's worth $52 million. As you pointed out, $52 million in new investment from British Petroleum that is looking to purchase some of the technology. The $500,000that you were discussing was the price of the stock that Stephen Baldwin has.
I know all of that. I know all of that. What I don't know is what the lawsuit is about.
Forget the lawsuit. That doesn't make any difference.
Well, all right. I mean, forget the lawsuit. These two guys are hassling over this. It seems to me that Stephen Baldwin would be suing Kevin Costner because it was Baldwin that made the claim that...
See, you don't even understand what you're talking about. If you'd leave it to me... Because I am a newsman, and I, you know, Phil, nobody has greater respect for you than me, but you're in over your head. You don't understand, and if you'll just allow me, I can explain it.
I apologize. Go ahead.
All right. Stephen Baldwin is an actor. Kevin Costner is an actor. Let's get that out of the way. Kevin Costner is a man that invested in a company called something. That's not even important. That's not even important. What happens then is that this company gets an investment from Stephen Baldwin to buy stock. It doesn't matter how much. Baldwin buys stock in Costner's big noise company. I had stock, and I sold it at a very, very early state, and I didn't make any money. So I got, if you will, Phil, if you really want to know who got hosed, you can talk to guys like me. I should have stayed in, but I didn't. And you know what? I don't care. Because I don't think it's any big deal.
You had stock in this company?
I had a little bit of stock, yeah. But I am not showing myself to be the embarrassed suitor or having been left at the altar the way that Stephen Baldwin. I mean, I had some money invested. I sold.
What did you get on your stock?
Well, I sold very early. I got about $15,000. And I should have stayed on, and I should have allowed my stock to inflate and to appreciate in terms of the price, and I didn't. And I missed out on a lot of money. Okay, I'm not going to obsess over it. I'm not going to worry about it. If anybody got raped, if anyone got just raped and left on the side of a highway to stagger to get help, it was me.
All right, so far I don't understand this story, but you're talking to me a lot about yourself. I still am no closer to understanding this.
I'm going to tell you, but I'm giving you the preliminary.
Okay, so you brought up the ghoulish and frightening image of you staggering to get help. What is that supposed to mean?
Talk about the way you got raped.
I'm sorry. Everybody uses the term rape when we talk about business dealings. I thought I would just give it some, give you the outline of it. So I was raped, as they say in business. And not only that, I was thrown out of the car with no clothes, and I'm walking to get help. Does that bring you to a more clear understanding of what happened to me?
It's an insulting, and a bad taste comparison.
Why is that in bad taste?
I don't like the whole I'm walking to get help thing. Let's just say you got raped in a business deal. Let's say you got taken advantage of.
Whoa. Hold on for just a minute. No one is more sensitive to my viewers and my listeners and my audience. What was wrong with what I said?
I found it absolutely disgusting. If you want to say you get raped in business, that's fine. Guys use that term all the time. Don't give me the stuff about how you got thrown out of a car and you're walking for help. Because now, all of a sudden, you're mocking women that have been through that.
No, I'm not. Oh, my God. I'm the one that got hosed. All right, let's use the word hosed. But you're not showing any kind of sensitivity to what happened to me. Kevin Costner took my money, and then I sold.
Did Kevin Costner talk you into selling?
Did Kevin Costner talk me into selling? What has that got to do with anything?
Because that's what Stephen Baldwin is claiming happened to him. That Costner and his people talked him in to selling his $500,000.
The same thing happened to me that happened to Baldwin.
All right, so you talked to Costner.
I did not talk to Costner, no. But I talked to people who told me you better sell it because it's a dog with fleas. In the words of Michael Douglas in Wall Street. And
so you talked to people who told you to sell it. It's a dog with fleas.
Boy, listen to the way you... So you talked to people that told you...
Well, listen, I don't want to get an argument, Don. Is that what happened?
Yes, that's what happened. But you're making it sound as if I'm telling you the biggest fairy tale that I'm just making it up as I'm going. I'm telling you that didn't happen.
I'm not saying that, Don. What I'm trying to get to here, if you got advice to sell that stock, that's one thing. Did you get advice or did you get any kind of communication from the company to sell your stock back to them?
What difference does it make?
Because this... Ooh.
Oh, buddy, you better back off.
Look at this. You're a newsman. You ought to know this story better.
I know this story like the... I know this... Excuse me for saying this. I know this story like my own scrotum.
Okay, would you watch the language, please?
What? What did I do?
Probably better dump that.
Yeah.
What did I do?
You're on my radio show.
I use that kind of language in the newsroom all the time.
In your newsroom, that's one thing. On my radio show, that's something else. 877-876-PHIL. Talking here with Don Berman from Channel 19 News about this BP deal. Kevin Costner, Stephen Baldwin, Harvey Wireman joining us from San Marino tonight. Harvey, I know it's two nights in a row. Harvey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm listening to the... Hi, Don, this is Harvey Wireman.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Listen, Philly, this man Berman is saying that he was, he got advice from a, did you get advice from a, hold on, did you get advice from a stockbroker?
No, I did not get advice from a stockbroker. No, I told Phil this.
Well, Phil's asking if you got advice.
What is wrong with him?
I have. You can talk to me directly.
I'm sorry, but I'm hearing you. Is that your throat?
Yes, I've got phlegm. I've got balls, a wad of phlegm in my throat.
Got balls?
No, he's got a wad of phlegm.
All right. So you didn't talk to Kevin. Let me see the guy's name again. Kevin Costner.
What? What did he say?
Kevin Costner.
I don't see that here. I got Costner. Costner.
No, his name is Kevin Costner, sir. I didn't talk to him.
All right, I'm going to jump in here, and I'm going to make a decision, okay?
Well, wait a minute.
No, I'm going to make a decision. You sold that stock because a stockbroker or somebody told you to sell it. It was independent of any advice from the company. You sold it like anybody might sell stock. Nobody gave you a bum steer from the company.
Now, you're pretty sure that's what happened, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened, because you haven't said anything at all to counter that. You haven't told me that you talked to Costner. You haven't told me you talked to anybody.
And what if I did?
Then you would have said something.
All right, look, how much time have we got?
None. We're up against the break. 877-876-7445. Oh, my God.
Bobby, you hang up on him?
No, hold on. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show as we talk about BP, Kevin Costner's Ocean Therapy Solutions, or whatever that sounds like, a freaking cranberry juice. And
that's Ocean Spray.
Right. And more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, Ocean Spray is what I was thinking. Not Ocean Spray.
Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, as tonight we discuss probably something that you guys haven't heard too much about. I think it's very interesting. It's a lawsuit that is being tried right now in New Orleans. Don, just so you know.
Well, I was not going to cover the lawsuit. I was down to cover the cleanup efforts, and I was down to cover the efficacy, if you will, of Kevin Costner's company. And I got sidetracked a little bit because I did hear about Stephen Baldwin having this problem with Mr. Costner.
Okay, and Harvey Wireman is with us. Harvey?
Yeah, I'm right here, Phil.
Okay. Mr. Wireman is a defense attorney. Don Berman is the anchor of Channel 19 News. All right, so what we have here, then, this is a lawsuit that was filed by Baldwin against Costner, right, Harvey?
Yeah, you two guys have been flogging. Excuse me for saying this, Ed. I don't, Don, I don't mean anything, but the two of you have been, you've been beating your dummy. Ed,
can you watch your language, please? I would really appreciate it.
What's wrong with that?
It is a little crude.
Well, let me ask you something. Are you denying that you two guys for the last 30 minutes have been paddling dummy? And
please, I don't like being referred to as a guy that's sitting here flogging dummy. I said to Phil that I had lost money in a stock investment with Costner.
All right, Harvey, what's your point?
Did you hear what he just said?
My point is, yeah, he heard you. My point, he heard you like you hear any woman screaming in the middle of the night because her husband,
What is that supposed to mean? Boy, this guy is just backing right up. And
I'm not backing up on anything. I
hear you like I'm a woman screaming in the night because my husband did what?
I was going to say because the two of you are making whoopee.
And all right. Let's stop with the insults, okay?
I'm not insulting the guy.
Well, saying that I'm screaming like a woman,
well, you know, if the shoe fits, is I. Look,
oh, baby.
And now the guy's calling me baby. Is that
what? Do you guys want to be on the radio? Or do you want me to hang up on both of you?
I called up.
No, I'm here to report on a story. I'm not here to be compared to a woman, to say that I'm flogging dummy, to say that
I'm just calling it like to tell. I'm calling it like they tell, like to tell it as it is. If you remember Howard Cosell was his name, I think.
Howard Cosell.
Yes, Howard Cosell. He would say, I'm just going to call it as I tell it, as, you know.
He's telling, just telling it like it is.
Well, I don't know who's talking now.
This is Don Berman. I'm a news reporter.
You may be a news reporter, but I remember this guy, Cosell, or Brazell, or whatever his name was.
It was Howard Cosell.
Yeah, and he said, just telling it like they call it, like, they're telling it like they are.
I want to ask the host the questions, Don Berman.
Go ahead, Don.
At what point do you exercise some judgment and retain the dignity of this man and let him go to bed and let his nurses put him to bed or whatever and not have him on the radio talking?
Mr. Wireman is still a very vital and...
Are you guys talking about me?
No, not at all.
Yes, you are.
Why did you ask?
To see how stupid you were, just to see if you were stupid enough to lie to Harvey Wireman.
And will you hold on for a minute, please? Don, Harvey is a vital and very sharp guy. He's slow with speech, but it doesn't mean that he's senile or needs to go to bed.
Who said I need to go to bed?
I did. Because this is what you're doing, Howard Cosell, and tell it like the...
Well, you sound like some kind of a blade with a mouthful of you-know-what. What do you think of that?
Oh, man.
Okay, the phones are getting hung up.
No, please don't hang up on me, please.
Look, look, he's begging you.
No, I'm not begging. I'm asking. Hang up on this guy.
All right. Let's start with you, Don. You two guys are like children. I mean, I'm embarrassed for you. I'm embarrassed for you.
Why are you embarrassed for... I try to...
Just, Harvey, be quiet. Don, the money you lost, I want to know how this pertains to the lawsuit.
The money that I lost with the ocean spray, I thought it was what it was called.
Ocean Spray? The name of the company is...
Oh, no, I have the name of the company. It's called...
Hold on for a minute. It's called Ocean Solutions. And this is Kevin Costner's company that was going to, and still is, contracting with BP to clean up the spill in the Gulf, Ocean Therapy Solutions.
I don't know where you're getting that name. There was a company, what's Ocean Spray?
Spray makes cranberry juice.
No, it does not.
Yes, it does.
Well, I didn't invest in a cranberry juice company. I invested in a company that is cleaning up the Gulf of Mexico. And what's the name of it?
Oh, well, you don't know the name.
Yeah, you don't know the name of the company, Berman, because it's the wrong company.
No, it is not the wrong company. I know what I invested in.
What's the name of the company, then, that you invested in?
I don't have my papers right now. I don't like being treated like a criminal. I don't like having someone raise their voice to me.
I'm raising my voice. I am an attorney. And if you invested money in Ocean Spray cranberry juice, or I don't know what this stuff is, I don't drink it. And
cranberry juice?
I don't know what it is, I don't drink it, but if that's what you did, then brother, all bets are off on your gender.
On my gender. You know what, Phil? I'm going to call you back some night when you don't have this old man.
Let's not accuse people of being... You know, slow because of age. There's an awful lot of misunderstanding, and there's a hell of a lot of just childish insult going on here.
I haven't done that.
Yes, you have, Harvey, with the ocean spray, and you've been telling this guy he sounds like a woman.
No, that's it.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
He sounds like a screaming woman whose husband's making love to her real good, I guess.
That's what I meant. Yeah, I didn't mean he was being assaulted.
Oh, well, thank you.
And then you're saying all kinds of stuff. Just answer my questions and don't volunteer anything, okay? Okay? Hey, Harvey.
Hey. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God, he dozed off.
Well, do you blame me listening to you two?
877-876-PHIL is the number on the Phil Hendry Show. Let's go to Brass. Brass, hi. Brass calling from Los Angeles. What can we do for you tonight, Brass? Thanks for calling the Phil Hendry Show. What is that, man? I just heard something.
Dad, turn off.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Hi, Phil. I'm really listening, and I'm trying to understand. Okay. What the elderly gentleman was saying. Okay, about the companies that are involved in the Gulf cleanup. Okay, because I'm very, very concerned, okay, about how our country is going to deal with this, okay, because, first of all, the environment there is very fragile. Secondly, I don't know that we have the money to clean this up, okay? And so my question is, which of these two gentlemen is versed in the topic of environmental science, okay, and which of these two gentlemen is prepared to speak to me on that basis?
Okay, anybody? That's a very good question. Harvey, Don?
This is Don Berman.
Yes, sir.
I don't know anything about environmental science. I'm a reporter, and I can tell you this. The spill of oil there in the Gulf is one that is being dealt with in many ways. One of the ways is through this company that I can tell you I'm pretty sure is Ocean Spray, is the Ocean Spray Company.
Okay, sir, I want to echo what the other gentleman said. That is a cranberry juice company.
Whatever the name of the company, I didn't invest in a cranberry juice company.
Okay, well, Mr. Henry gave you the name, okay, of a...
I told you the name of the company is Ocean Therapy Solutions. Is that your company?
Is that the company that invests in environmental cleanup?
Well, sir, I don't think that's the question to ask. I think the question to ask is, do you know the name of the company you invested in?
I invested in Ocean... Yeah, it's. I know it starts with Ocean.
Are you ready for this guy? He knows it starts with Ocean.
Hey, sir, if I could just finish what I'm saying.
Go ahead.
That is the That I think is the point that Mr. Henry's trying to make. I don't think you know, okay, or you do not have all the information, okay, that you need.
Well, listen, I'm worth a lot of money. I'm worth a lot of money.
Okay, you might be worth a lot of money. I mean, but I'm not saying that you're not. But
and I can tell you that my money is spread over a lot of different industries in terms of my investments. I can't be bothered to pick and choose these little chicken crap companies that come along.
Okay, sir, but you just said you want to be involved in the lawsuit.
Yeah, you said that you got screwed just like this Baldwin did.
I believe that I have been screwed.
Yeah, do you love it? I come up against this all the time as an attorney. So, you know, I get a client who says, hey, I want to get a piece of that. I want to get a piece of that.
And I can't have a conversation with a guy that's got a throat problem.
Okay, I don't think you should concentrate, okay, on a man's throat problem. I'm asking you a question.
What are you asking?
I'm asking you, sir, the name of the company you invested in.
It's the Ocean Spray Company.
The Ocean Spray Company.
Cranberry juice.
Yes, sir, that's right. That is a cranberry juice company.
You know what? You guys are liars, and you're trying to make me look bad.
No, we're not, and I agree with Harvey and this young man. It's the cranberry juice company's Ocean Spray. You invested money with Ocean Spray thinking that they did Gulf cleanup.
I can tell you, and I am telling you this, and I'm not going to keep repeating myself. Ocean Spray is involved in cleaning up the Gulf. I was told this by the man, my broker, who is at Nexty, which is the brokerage that I use in downtown Los Angeles at the Pacific Stock Exchange, that Ocean Spray cleans up or cleans something up.
Yeah, Ocean Spray, sir, can they say that women, like if you ever saw The Departed, and women know this, that cranberry juice it helps if you're on your period.
Yeah, well, maybe that's your problem, Berman.
Well, I've taken about all I'm going to take from that old man. And the next time I see you, I'm sending you to hell on a shutter. Good day to you.
Okay, well, he's gone. Sorry about that to my caller.
Mr. Henry, can I say one thing?
Go ahead.
First of all, I think that Stephen Baldwin, you know, if he was stupid enough to sell $500,000 worth of stock in a company that sounded to me like it was a very good investment, then that's his problem, okay? I don't know, unless they was, like you were saying, withholding information.
Yeah, see, that's what I was going to say, Phil. And you'll notice how much more intelligent everything got when Berman blew off the line.
Well, I mean, Don's, he's got an ego, okay?
Yeah, he's got an ego, but...
Anyway, let me say, Berman is going to have to grow up and face the music and suck on it, that he had a broker that sold him stock in a cranberry juice company, not in a Gulf cleanup company. That's number one. And can I just say something?
Go ahead.
Yeah. The cleanup is the kidneys and everything.
Yeah, no, I know that cranberry juice supposedly, which I don't think there's any evidence, scientific evidence whatsoever to support this, none whatsoever, but nonetheless, cranberry juice supposedly cleans up the urinary tract, cleans up that portion of the system that is transporting and eventually eliminating waste from the body. That's what I've heard.
Right, and that's the confusion.
If Berman, being as stupid as he is, not that he was investing in a Gulf cleanup company when someone told him, here, drink this for your period.
All right, listen, Brass, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Henry.
Okay, Harvey, I'm going to take a break here. I appreciate you being with us.
Well, I love this. I love coming on your program and busting down on these guys because Berman's an idiot. And you need to understand, Phil, that the my throat's jamming up on me.
You need some water?
I'm not going to make that mistake. Every time I get my granddaughter to go get something for me, she comes back like I ask her for a glass of water, and she'll come back with a zebra, you know, a stuffed zebra. That's what she did.
How old is she?
She's about two.
What are you asking a two-year-old to go get water for?
Boy, you must have a real low opinion of my granddaughter that she can't go and get a glass of water.
Well, apparently she can't.
Why?
Because she brought you a zebra.
Well, she brought me a stuffed zebra, let's be clear, okay?
She brought you a stuffed zebra. She's too young, okay? She doesn't... You tell a little two-year-old kid to go get you something, and they get distracted by a million things on their way to go get it, and the next time you see them is 3 hours later. They're watching cartoons.
That's exactly what happened. You know my granddaughter.
Okay, thanks a lot, Harvey.
Well, all right. Blow it up.
877-876-PHIL. Will you go get me a glass of water? She comes back with a stuffed zebra. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we do appreciate very much having with us on the program this evening Harvey Weierman as well as Don Berman and their discussion of this lawsuit, but I didn't get any closer to an understanding of it than probably you guys have. I will tell you this much, that it's a lawsuit that Stephen Baldwin has filed against Kevin Costner. I think it's pretty simple. All it is Baldwin feels he got screwed in the stock price that he was given, the price that he was given, the money he was given for the sale of his stock. He thinks that Costner should have, by way of full disclosure, told him about this. And maybe Costner did tell him about it, you know.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. You don't know. Maybe he did.
But I can't imagine, if he did tell him, how a guy can walk into a courtroom and with a straight face say, I'm suing you. You know, I'm suing you for, an undetermined amount of money here because you hosed me out of a bigger windfall when the cat told you about it, you know.
Well, maybe he forgot.
Would you get serious?
Come on, man. Quit screwing around.
I'm not screwing around. I mean, that's what they do in business.
No, they don't forget, okay? Maybe you would, bud. They're not going to forget something like that. So if that guy is saying to Costner, yeah, sure, I'll take $500,000 for my stock. He's saying to the court, I didn't know that he'd just done a $52 million deal with BP. I would have held out either for a lot more money, or maybe I wouldn't have sold in the first place. Would you?
I don't know.
I'm asking the wrong guy here. I wouldn't.
You wouldn't sell?
No, I wouldn't sell. Why would I sell? I mean, look, I understand the upside of how quickly companies like this come and go. And everybody's got the hot idea, and everybody wants a piece of the fair-haired child. But the fact that...
What's that mean, a piece of fair-haired child? Sound like Sandusky. And why don't you shut up, man?
Hey. Bud, shut up is right. Sandusky. So I'd like to know what's going on with a company I've spent money investing in stock-wise, and now he says, hey, listen, Phil, why don't you sell us? Sell us back your stock, man. We'll give you $500,000. It must have been tantalizing enough for Baldwin to say, okay, but I don't know what they told him, you know.
What?
Like, why are they buying the stock back? Why do you need to buy my stock back? Maybe he had a significant amount of money invested. I think, personally, I think Baldwin was an idiot. I think he was a moron to sell without getting a little more information for himself. He must be claiming that they didn't disclose a lot of this stuff, that there was some element that he was defrauded somehow, and obviously he's pissed off because he's missing out on what he thinks is a big payday, you know.
Now that said it maybe.
Well, I mean, look, it says $18 million deposit on an order of $52 million. Man, this is an order. This is a $52 million order placed by BP for 32 centrifuges, whatever the hell that is. For this technology that Costner's company is invested in. That's a nice piece of change. That's a great deal. Nobody in their right mind would be selling their stock in a company that just cut a deal like that, especially with this technology. So either Baldwin's the dumbest guy that ever walked the face of the earth, or Costner lied to him.
What do you think?
I think, you want to know what I really think? I'm going to tell you. Because this is what happens. Not because I think Costner's a great guy. Not because I think, he's as pure as the drug. Because this happens all the time in business. I think this guy was just too stupid to figure out what the hell was going on. I don't think anybody held back anything on him. I mean, I don't know. But I'm basing that not on knowledge of these people. I'm basing it just on what happens in American business every single day of the week. people are just flat dumb, and they turn around and sue or bitch and complain. Hey, wait a minute, man, you didn't tell me. Yes, I did. I told you repeatedly. Well, yeah, but you didn't do it the way that I think you should do it. You know, you should have sent up a smoke signal. So, I mean, who knows the way this court is going to go.
Okay, we've got an iron swine coming up on that kid.
What kid?
R.C. Collins going like, did it. Got an iron swine.
You got an iron swine coming up on R.C. Collins, huh?
Yeah, iron swine is going to read the Morse code in the kid stuttering.
He's going to read the kid stuttering Morse code?
Yeah.
This I got to hear. That's coming up on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show next. That's so funny. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget philhendryshow.com for all of your Phil Hendry needs, including our live streaming video cast. Woo-hoo.
Phil Hendry.